On this week's episode, let's talk about bats, baby. No, not the ugly little creatures that you're thinking about, but bats of life, baby. Let's talk about bats of life and get into a little bit of what Quitters Week is all about. Exciting stuff ahead. You're listening to the Joshua Mentality. Welcome back to the Joshua Mentality. I hope you're doing well on this wonderful week and you've made it to this hump day with your mind still intact. I got some good news, man. I got an email this week. This is exciting for me. It may not move the meter for anyone else but me, but I think it's pretty cool. You can now, through any of your assistant devices, you can easily access the Joshua Mentality podcast by simply, let me step back for a second. You know those devices, Alexa, Google, I think it's called Google Assistant, Siri, all of those fun things that we yell at and tell what to do because we try to be more efficient or more lazy, however you want to look at it. But anyways, you can now say, hey, this, or okay, Google or Alexa, open the Joshua Mentality. And the very next thing you should hear is the latest episode from the podcast. All right. I think that's pretty cool. For one, I like the ability to be able to make things a little more efficient and not have to click anything. So if you're like me, you will enjoy this new feature. And I challenge you, try it out. Just whatever your assistant device is, go ahead and give it a shot. And then let me know what happens after you say that. My hope is that it will actually work. But if it doesn't, let me know, because that will mean I need to contact some folks and get my money back. All right. No, I'm just playing. But let me know. I want to know if this working on your end. And I think that's something that's pretty cool. All right. Now, I mentioned I hope you got to this hump day intact, because we are, whether you know it or not, we are 3 days away from a very important day. And many of you have no idea what this day is, but how many of you are aware that January 17th is National Quitters Day? Yay, something to celebrate. The 17th is a day designated nationally for all of the quitters in the world. And I'm not kidding, you can look this up. January 17th is National Quitters Day because it marks the day research has been conducted to, they found that on January 17th, that's usually the day where people give up on their resolutions or their goals, whatever they set out for the year to accomplish. So we're only 3 days away from that. And I think that's a very good point to keep in mind for today's episode, because I think what we're going to get into today really aligns well with National Quitters Day. And that was not intentional, by the way. That's just something that happened organically, but I think it's going to be a good thing. So let's jump into it. Today's episode, I think it's important to get into this discovery conversation. Because when we think about, just let's use National Quitters Day, for example. There's an article here I was reading that talks about that the fact that people quit on this day, a lot of times it has to do with a lack of motivation and focused routines. Now, focus routines just means you've embedded into your days and habits routines that help you uphold whatever goal or resolution you had at the beginning of the year. Now, when those things begin to wane, the source of those diminishing returns has a lot to do with just a lack of knowing what to do or just kind of getting lost in the entire journey. And I think that both of those things have to do with today's discussion, because today I think it's important to talk about that discovery zone that we discussed a few weeks back. If you remember, we talked about the mentality of success and how it's broken up into 4 zones. And those were dreams, discovery, development, and decisions. I believe, it is my belief through research and just experience in life, that I feel like every 10 years, through these kind of milestones of our life, we go through those 4 phases where either we're developing new dreams or we're turning dreams into something tangible and manifesting it in our lives through discovery, development, and decisions. Now, you could have dreams that take up your entire lifetime to walk through those four zones. But I think we kind of work and delve in and out of them as we mature and grow. So we did a lot covering the dream aspect towards the early beginning, and we'll still visit that a little bit more. But today I thought it'd be cool with all this talk around goals and everybody's excited and ready to go for this year. I thought it'd be cool to have this discovery discussion at not just the conceptual level, but I want to give you some things, just some clear starting point that you can begin digging. Because this is all about, in order to discover, you have to commit to the discovery process. And what does that mean? That means that discovering is not always easy. Sometimes you dig into your potential or your makeup, and you sometimes can come out with more questions than you do answers. And that can be frustrating. It can be very frustrating. But it's I want you to fall in love with the process, not the results. Because the results will be fun, that'll be great. But what you will really enjoy is the learning process, the journey of learning more about you. Because I have news for you today. I came to remind you of something that maybe you never heard, or maybe you don't, maybe you have heard, but you forgot. I want you to know, and listen to me carefully, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, some of you know where that comes from, and you might be thinking that's just religious jargon, Joshua. But I'm here to tell you, no, it's not. And I'm going to prove it to you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. There's another version of this that says you are wonderfully complex. And sometimes complex can have a negative connotation. But in this sense, that is a great thing. That just speaks to you and how magnificently made you are. I want to pause there because I really want that to sink in. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. There's no one like you. You have your own different, unique kind of etch in the world and in history. And that's a beautiful thing. You've often heard me refer to you and your potential as like an iceberg, a golden iceberg, where you only the tip kind of peeks out above the surface. But underneath, there's so much more to discover. And that's what this is about. That's what discovery is all about. So you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you are worth discovering. You are worth discovering and worth putting the investment into figuring out more about you. Because it doesn't, life means very little when we live at the surface level. Life can become very mundane and doesn't have a great return when we live at the surface level. I don't want you to live at the surface level of life. And maybe you haven't even thought of it that way. Maybe you think you have been living kind of a more fulfilling life than you have. And I won't challenge that thought. What I will ask that you do is to lean in and engage into some of the things we're going to talk about here. And then I want you to take a kind of a step back and see, is there more that you have not even thought about to discover within you? My money's on yes, but you can let me know if you don't find anything worthwhile. All right. So I thought it'd be cool to start off with some fun facts about you that I don't think a lot of people realize. And just, I mean, we could be here all day if we talked about fun facts with the entire, you know, human makeup. But I'm just going to talk about your mind. I think that alone gives us plenty of fuel to drive this belief that you are beautifully, fearfully, and wonderfully made. Okay? So check this out. Did you know that your mind, I always talk about God created you with great purpose, but did you know that your mind is one of the greatest resemblances of God? Like if we were to, and whether you believe in God or not, stay with me, but I need you to look at things through this scope with me for a second. If we were to do a comparison of what makes you most God-like, it would be your mind. And check out some of these facts around your mind. Did you know that the human brain contains approximately 100 billion, that's billion with a B, neurons? And this amount, this is about the same in number as the stars in the Milky Way galaxy. Your brain is on par with an entire galaxy. I ain't making this up. This is science. That is incredible. That means you have etched on the inside of you signs and hints that point to how incredible you really are. All right? If that's not enough, think about this. The neurons that I just mentioned, they are connected by trillions. That's trillions with a T. T for Tamika. I don't know where that came from. Anyways, these neurons are connected by trillions of connections, okay? And experts call this the neuron forest. And this is where information runs between these neurons, from your brain to everything else we think and do in our actions. So all it controls everything, and they fire within under a second. So think about it. Your brain is almost like a computer. Like if your brain was a computer, science shows you would have you'd be like a 2.5 gigabyte, like mini computer. Some of you kind of probably use that in a day, so it doesn't sound like a lot, but trust me, it's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, it's signs again that point to how fearfully and wonderfully made you are. I'm gonna give you one more fun fact here. We talked about brain information. I gave you kind of a general, idea of how fast information travels, but here's some verbatim. Think about this. Brain information travels up to about 268 miles per hour. 268 miles per hour. So when a neuron is stimulated, it generates kind of an electrical pulse. And that pulse can travel from cell to cell at around 268 miles per hour. Think about that. That is incredible. Why? Because you are incredible. And that's why I think you're worth discovering. I think you are worth discovering and finding out just a little bit more about who you are. So that leads to something I like to call, actually I don't call it this, it's something that was in a book I recently read, and it's called the Bats of Life. And that's an acronym, not those ugly things that kind of get stuck in your attic, you know, not those kind of bats. I'm talking about this refers to your makeup. So the Bats of Life, what are the Bats of Life? The Bats of Life represents blessings, accomplishments, talents, and strengths. Now, that sounds like a nice little cute acronym, but I want you to understand what this is rooted in. The blessings has to do with gratitude. Accomplishments has to do with our esteem and our confidence. Talents and strengths, that has to do with the sense of direction in life. Are you with me? Discovering these things is what, think about like you walk into a room and you turn on the light. When you start with the Bats of Life, it's like walking into your life room and turning on the light. That's the first step. The first step to finding something in a dark room is turning on the light. If you're someone that has felt like for so long that you kind of don't know what you want to do, or you're kind of in a waiting space where you can't really figure out where you want to go or where you should direct your attention and efforts, I know what that's like. And I said this in a previous episode, starting at I don't know, it's okay. That is fine. That's the beginning of the discovery zone. I don't know. But I want to walk you to the next step, and that starts with identifying the Bats of Life, okay? So here's what I would ask you to do. And you know, every week I like to try to give you an action item. Now, whether you do that or not, it's on you. But this is not, nobody's going to quiz you. I'm not going to pop up behind you and ask, hey, did you get that done? No, this is on you. But I would challenge you, these are very simple exercises, but they do require you getting into a quiet space and reflecting on this exercise. So what you would do is you would get into a quiet place again, and you would, I want you to write this down, because this is how we can, when we can see it, it kind of ignites a vision in our hearts. So you would sit down, and you'd write four columns, and you put blessings in one the heading of one column, accomplishments, talents, and strengths. Now, what I want you to do, I need you to draw. Actually, you don't have to do that now. We can do that at the end. What you would do is you start in the blessings column. And I want you to write down every blessing that comes to mind in your life. Every blessing you can think of. That can be people, places, things, whatever. Write down every blessing. For me, that would be my wife, my son, friends. I think I wrote down wisdom, my job, being able to impact people's life through something like a podcast. You know, those are things I consider a blessing. Family, friends, you know, leaders, all that. So I've given you some examples, but I want you to write down every blessing that you currently can think of in your life. And don't put any pressure on yourself if this list is short. And don't put any pressure on yourself if you get this long list. There is no right or wrong answer. But it's important that you write this down. Every blessing, okay? Next, you want to move on to the accomplishments. And since we're just now starting this year, maybe you want to look back to last year. And don't tell me just because we had a pandemic that you didn't accomplish anything. No accomplishment is insignificant. A lot of great endings start with small early beginnings. So write it down. Did you graduate from something? Did you accomplish some sort of certificate? Did you move into another milestone in your life? Did you make it to 30? Did you make it to 21? Did you make it to 25? You know, those are accomplishments. You are alive. Okay. Did you buy something that was important to you that you worked hard and saved for? Did you start something, even if you didn't finish it, but did you start something that you, maybe you started a business last year? Whatever it is, I want you to write down your accomplishments. These are things that you should give yourself credit for. A small amount of credit is still credit. Okay? I'm not talking about like your actual financial credit. That's a different story. We can get into that. We don't want small credit in that area. But in this instance, give yourself, even if it's a small amount of credit, for your accomplishments over the past 6 to 12 months. All right, that moves us to talents. What are your talents? What's that thing that you're naturally good at? Don't tell me you don't have anything that you're naturally good at. That means you haven't discovered enough yet. There's something in you that you're naturally good at. I discovered when I was a teenager that tones, notes go together in my mind, and I could sit down and replicate what I was hearing in my brain. And that led to me learning how to play piano. And that became kind of a talent. Why? Because nobody had to really show me how to do that. I could just sit down and start to learn, maybe because I had heard it my whole life, and I believe that's just a God-given talent. But you have your own God-given talents. Maybe you can walk into a room. I admire people that can do this. You can walk into a house and say, you know what, we need to tear that. If we tore that wall down, this will open up more space and make this house more of a value asset. And I know that's just something I'm throwing out, but it could be something like that, or it could be something small. Maybe you can walk into a room and make people feel comfortable being in a spot that's new to them, that's foreign to them. Maybe you connect easily with people. What is your talent? I want you to write down every talent that comes to mind, no matter what it is. Okay, when you do that, I want you to go to the strengths section. Now, I know strength sometimes can be confused or blurred with talents. And I don't want you to worry about blurring the lines. If you blur the lines, that's okay. But if you want a little bit of direction in thinking about strengths, look at strengths more as tasks and actions that you're strong at. Think more production. What is it that you do that helps you to produce or allows you in a strong way to produce at high levels? So, for example, strategy is one of my strengths. My brain just works that way. When I hear a problem, my mind automatically starts thinking solution and strategy. That's in my top five of Clifton Strength Finders, and we'll talk about that a little here in a second. But that's in my top tier. That's a strength. What are your strengths? What are your strengths? What is it that allows you to produce at a high level? Are you a good speaker? Are you a good writer? Are you great at reading and translating that into creative communication? Like, what is it? What's your strength? Are you good with numbers? Whatever it is, write it down. Write down all of your strengths that come to mind. And then once you're done, let's take a step back and look at this from a high level view. By now, you should have something listed in each column. However, if you're like me when I first started this journey, you probably really struggled as you got towards the end of that talent column and all of the strengths column. If I had to guess, I would say many of you listening to this, once I mentioned strengths, you started thinking, well, crap, what am I strong at? I don't know what I'm strong at. And for some of you, that's probably a frustrating thought that you can't really pinpoint what you're strong at. And that's really the area I want to focus on. Here's some questions that I want you to consider when you look at this from a high level view. Number one, the blessings column. How often do you review those things in that blessing column and think about how grateful you are for the things in your life that you consider blessings? How often? How often do you stop and you just display some gratitude, whether it be internally, just saying, man, I'm so thankful for this, or whether it's something that you audibly mention, whether it's in prayer time or just speaking out loud? The same thing with when it comes to the accomplishments. I was on a call recently and we were talking about just quotes and things that stand out in life and things that help us kind of live our best life. And one of the quotes that came up had to do with honoring your life purpose. And honoring your life purpose is all about not considering anyone else's purpose in life more significant than your own. Not wanting to pursue or live out anyone else's purpose above your own. If you were to do that, you would be dishonoring your life purpose. Because whatever you were created for is great in its own right. You don't have to wish or want or look at someone else's life on social media or their purpose or what they're accomplishing and register your own accomplishments as insignificant. And so that's why I have you do the accomplishments section, because I want you to appreciate whatever it is you've accomplished. Because what it does is it creates an opportunity to boost your confidence that you are moving. Movement is better than no movement at all. But it also creates a reality to help you define where you need to move next, what the trajectory for your life is next. But that doesn't happen if you spend too much time staring at someone else's accomplishments above your own. When it comes to the talent section, this one seems to be a little bit easier because that has to do with, you know, our artistic side, our athletic or creative side. So that one seems to come out a little bit easier because as children, a lot of us, we discover those the quickest. We discover those talents probably faster than anything else. But the strengths, which is where I want to end our time today, this is the one that I find through coaching and developing people within that 18 to 25 year old range, especially the strength section, is where it's harder to turn on that light we talked about. It seems like it's harder to begin the discovery process. And it goes back to, I told you these two things would connect. When we talked about National Quitters Day, I told you the two main points is because people run out of understanding what to do and they get lost in the journey of it all. And I think that's a great definition as to why many of us don't know what our strengths are. So dealing with the first half, not knowing what to do, simple solution. In order to figure out what your strengths are, you have to assess yourself. And there are tons of assessments out there. I mentioned one earlier with the Clifton Strength Finders. That's one that was actually one of the most clarifying assessments that I took because it gave me my top five strengths. And I was able to correlate that to things I was doing in my life or wanted to do. So not only was it affirmation, but it was also kind of a game plan of how I could utilize my strengths to leverage more results in life. The second part of getting lost in a journey, that's a development challenge. Oftentimes we may learn our strengths, but then we don't grow our strengths. And that almost goes back to the whole dishonoring your purpose thing. All of your talents and strengths, think about this, man. They're coins. They're gold coins given to you. Your job is to go out and get a return on that. And you get a return on it when you develop it. If you're not developing your strengths, then you aren't getting a return on your life. And that sounds strong, and I mean it to sound strong, because that's how important it is that you not only know your strengths and talents, but you develop your strengths and talents. Because that will illuminate your life. That will turn on that light and make you encounter and experience a fulfillment that's beyond what you could imagine. So quickly, let's recap. This week, I want you, for the rest of this week, I want you at some point to sit down and do this exercise. It won't take you long. You don't have to get it all done in one day, but you're going to sit down and specifically in that strengths column, if that's where you're struggling the most, write down an assessment. Your goal for this, the rest of this week, is to find an assessment. Take it and then record what your strengths are, or take a few and then see what the trends are in between them and write that down. Write that down. The next step is to start thinking about how you can develop those strengths. You want a quick hit here, a quick tip? Find a book. Find a book from someone that talks about that subject around your strengths and start reading it. And that alone, you would be taking one gigantic, this may sound small, but trust me, this is huge. And you'd be taking a huge step towards uncovering and discovering more about the beautifully and wonderfully and fearfully made person that you are. All right. That's my time for today. I hope you found some value out of this. I know it's small, but again, it's huge. I like bite-sized learning, and I hope this was valuable for you. Make sure you hit that notification bar on whatever streaming platform you're listening to this on right now. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place, and the same person reminding you every week that success is your destiny.